So if you got a chance to watch our vodcast, you know that this month and next, for however long it takes, actually, we are calling out for people to pray for churches and ministries in San Bernardino County. Now, if you aren't in San Bernardino County, you're still welcome to pray. We're still encouraging people to pray for their own church and for churches in the area that they live. Today, we're going to focus on unity, praying for unity and praying for believers across San Bernardino to rise up and pray for other churches. You can pray along with our podcasts. You can volunteer to be a person who prays on a podcast. We will send you a Zoom link and we can do it through that and then tape it. You can share prayer points that you have for your church or denomination or for a Christian ministry that's in our area. So, Father God, we lift up today, we thank you that you are calling churches, believers, to come together and pray, because your word says where there is unity, there you pronounce the blessing. So, Father, we know that we need blessings in our churches. So we're asking for more and more people to join hands in whatever way they feel comfortable, whether it be lifting up their hands in prayer, kneeling and praying and putting their hands together like in a, like as a church, or as lifting their hands alone, individually and independently up to you, but in a united front, that we will support one and we'll have each other's back. We will demonstrate to the world that we are one by our love for one another and our support for one another. Our first point that we pray for is that people would love for believers in other churches, that there would be an ignition of people choosing to love the believers in other churches. In Philippians 2:2, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. We are here for one purpose, to be the body of Christ to the world, to love one another and to love the people that are around us, and to share the great commission that Jesus came to die for our sins and rose from the grave. We repent on behalf of the churches and the believers in our area of arrogance, haughtiness, not better, thinking that we are better than thoughts, and repenting of having better than thoughts, and that we would replace them with being team players, that we are here to support one another, to edify one another. Forgive us for speaking anything that made it sound like our church, our denomination, our group, our ministry is better than others. Forgive us, Lord. In Romans 12:16, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. So even those that we might deem as not as good as, or not having the same strengths and talents and giftings and skills and expertise and knowledge, the Father, that we would have a mind that's towards one another, the same mind. We're on the same playing field because of what you did for us. And you admonish us not to be wise in our own estimation. We ask, God, that people would watch what we say about each other, that we would seek peace and edification instead. Romans 14:19, so then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. That we would share our resources with one another and being of one heart and soul. Acts 4:32, and the congregation of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own, but all things were common property to them. We pray we would hold things loosely and really be a people who demonstrate this sharing that ministered to so many people in those days and still does to today. Kindness can lead people to repentance, just like your kindness does, Father. Our next prayer point is we pray that people would be sympathetic, humble, harmonious, and that they would watch out for any callousness, pride, and division. 1 Peter 3:8, to sum up, all of you, be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. So we forgive us, Father, for anything that we have said that was divisive, that was full of pride or just was hard-hearted, had no feelings, no compassion for one another. And then we ask God that we would all strive to share the gospel with courage and faith and have a deep compassion for the lost. Philippians 1:27, only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether you come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And then lastly, God, we ask that we would do everything to preserve unity among us. May they know we are Christians by our love for one another. Ephesians 4:3, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And together we'll work to say that God is in our land, and they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. In Jesus' name, amen.